And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, our weekly program Wednesdays at 5:45 p.m., where we hear from folks inside of KBOO about happenings inside of and around the station. Tonight, we're talking with station manager Monica Beamer. Monica, what exciting things are happening?
We always have a lot going on, and today is no exception. We're asking KBOO members to take a few minutes and nominate KBOO for Willamette Week's Best of Portland Award. Last year, KBOO folks had a few fun mentions in the Best of Portland, and that was good for people to hear about us, especially with so many new people moving to Portland. Yes, we recruit. Polling ends March 31st, so KBOO members have a few more days. There are a few categories KBOO falls under, so be sure to search around a little bit. A few obvious ones, such as Best Radio Station, Best Nonprofit, which Sisters of the Road won last year. And, of course, you can support your favorite programs and hosts, Best Radio Personality. So the easiest way to link to this site is through the homepage of the KBOO website. We have a banner up, kboo.fm. Or you can search for Willamette Week's Best of 2016 in your favorite search engine.
Hey, Monica.
Yeah.
Hey, Monica. Hey. Speaking of websites, what's happening with KBOO's brand new website?
It will be live and public March 31st, which is also Cesar Chavez Day, which is good luck. The group we're working with, C4, also works with WWOZ in New Orleans. The staff and hosts have been working on finalizing and getting familiar with the site. Jinka Soderberg, our web and new media coordinator, has been working hard and will be on News from the Boo next week to talk about the site and all the cool features.
Okay, I've seen a little bit of that site myself, and it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. This sounds nutty, but can you talk about a little bit what it looks like? I know that sounds shallow, but
it seems like most people have the same reaction that it's really nice and looks great on a mobile phone and interacts well with our new app, KBOO app. Easier to search, find content, current and past. That's just a few things, but Jinka will have a lot more to say. But yes, there's beautiful photos, and we have so much historic content. I'm really excited about that.
And together with the new KBOO smartphone apps for Android and iPhone, I want to say, when you have your favorite show on the air, basically it pushes it out as like its own separate podcast. So even if you're visiting your auntie in New Mexico, as I was in December, mm-hmm. you can be totally listening to KBOO and you don't have to worry about the computer or the sound. And the color palette is shades of teal and gold and tomato red. And it's remarkable. I would have never said there was such a thing as a beautiful news website. Yeah. But it's also responsive design. So we have that responsive website as well as the app. So I know what our historical stuff when it comes out, it's just going to be wild.
Yeah, and we're doing that. So tune in next week on News from the Boo to hear more from Jinka about the site in anticipation of the launch on March 31st.
Now, we've heard about some special guests coming down to town who will be doing some fundraising for KBOO. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have David Barsamian, who will be in Portland speaking and raising funds for KBOO Friday, May 13th. And for folks who don't know, David Barsamian is a tireless and wide-ranging investigative journalist and the host of the weekly radio show Alternative Radio, now in its 30th year. So more information on this event, of course, can be found on kboo.fm under News from the Boo, homepage, right-hand column. Also, Amy Goodman will be here in May raising funds for KBOO and celebrating 20 years of Democracy Now! And this event will take place Sunday, May 8th at the Aladdin Theater in Southeast Portland. We're still finalizing some of the details and timelines, but information will soon be available on our website or, of course, on the Aladdin's website.
What I like about when people give money to KBOO is I know none of that money is going to go to the war economy. Call me a nut. None of that money goes to the war economy. Right. So that's just me when you're talking about investing and things that matter.
Well, and it's so nice to have our fundraisers also be meaningful, you know, places where we learn. We get to know each other, but we get to learn and celebrate 20 years, 30 years of just, you know, telling, like, looking into things and telling the truth to each other. So I'm looking forward to that and grateful for everyone's help and for David and Amy coming and helping us out, as they always and often do.
Right on. So check out the website and save those dates. Hey, but Monica, speaking of fundraising, tell us about the sweepstakes prizes and terms of the 2016 Spring Drive, because I've heard it's better than ever, and you actually don't have to buy anything. Call me.
That's true. So yes, look in the mail or go to kboo.fm for the Spring Membership Drive sweepstakes, which, yes, you don't have to buy anything, but if you do, then you can enter either way. Three winners will receive the following: airfare worth up to $1,000 on an airline of your choice, or they'll receive one of the following. Three winners will. Two VIP passes to the Waterfront Blues Fest, taking place over the July 4th weekend, as well as a third prize, a combined gift of $250 gift certificate to Revolution Hall and $250 gift certificate to Mississippi Studios that can be used for tickets to any show, food, or drinks. So anyone who donates until April 21st will be entered into the Spring Sweepstakes. No purchases necessary to be entered. And the sweepstakes ends April 21st. So be looking in the mail, or you can go to our website to find out more. And every $25,000 we raise, we'll take a day off of the Spring Membership Drive, which is scheduled for April 20th to May 3rd. And we have some great drive specials planned and also some large goals. It'll take all of us, we know, to meet those goals. But we know that it can happen, because KBOO and independent community media could not be any more important at this time. And so we know our community will rally for us. And we appreciate everyone's work and support, again, because it takes all of us. It's a lot of work and it's a lot of fun. And so again, the KBOO Spring Membership Drive will take place April 20th to May 3rd. And the sweepstakes will end on April 21st. Check your mail or go to the kboo.fm website.
I don't know if I'm the only person, but I love the membership drive. What I love about the KBOO membership drive is that everybody comes.
Yeah.
Right? People come together. And right. Normally we do radio and we're just sitting in a room with maybe a dog and the engineer. But during the membership drive, people come here. We all look at each other.
Yes.
And there's often some sort of repast from local restaurants and cafes. So
yes.
We're breaking bread and we're getting to support local businesses. And it just makes me happy. Okay.
And we'll have this drive. We'll have new production room 3 ready, so folks can come take a look and come down. It's always fun when people stop by. I mean, I agree with you, and I also listen a lot more during the drives, just because there's just an energy around it. I mean, I always listen a lot, of course, but listen even more at that time. So,
all right. And what special events are coming up?
So Wednesday, April 6th, you and our fearless newsroom. So this is 5 to 8 p.m. Have invited all county and city candidates. I should let you talk about this. But each candidate will be offered 3 minutes to share their ideas and platform. And then each will answer a trivia question about the office they are running for, which I think is so creative. I'm glad. It's so great. So this will be broadcast live on KBOO as well as live tweeted. Is that right?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the station is too small to invite the public down. But again, this will all be live broadcast. So, and we'll do this again after the primary. And we will, of course, have live election night broadcasts. So, tune in.
Also a live band. Michael Shoehorn Conley is bringing the KBOO Evening News House Band. If you've ever listened to our live broadcast in the past, that's the band that you've heard, the live band that you've heard during our live election night coverage. So it is really pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for that. Also, as part of our process to create a strategic 3-year plan for KBOO this year, which we're doing, we wanted to invite folks to the board meeting KBOO this upcoming Monday to listen. There's a place where people can give input at the beginning and at the end. But March 28th at 6 p.m. is our board meeting to meet our strategic planning partners, Miriam Bernard and Ben Morad, who will be presenting a summary of KBOO's current strengths as well as some opportunities for KBOO based in some pretty extensive research they did in surveys and interviews. And there will be more opportunities for KBOO members to meet Ben and Miriam and participate in our planning process in May when we have three focus groups. So we hope we'll send out some invitations. We don't have the dates right now, but you can stay tuned to KBOO, of course, or look for info on our website or in our monthly newsletter for the dates and times of these focus groups. Or you can email me, monica@kboo.org, if you just haven't found it anywhere else. We want people to participate. There'll be surveys here at the station, or via the web.
I don't know if we've done that before. Is this the first time we've done something like that?
I'm not sure in the past because I haven't been involved with strategic planning, but it is actually pretty similar to our process last year where we created our new mission and vision statements together, where we did have focus groups and we did do surveys and created, I think, pretty fabulous statements together. So, yes, we have. And we will again. But hopefully people will join us this spring.
All right. There's more. Keep going.
Yeah. So we're headed into KBOO remote broadcast season, which we spent some time talking about this week in the staff meeting. We have a busy lineup, of course, and we'll be training more producers and engineers.
Remote broadcast means we're broadcasting live from outside the radio station.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. And brings us out into the community. It's also really fun. There's a long list of remote broadcasts, the first being Intercity Blues Festival, Healing the Healthcare Blues, a fundraiser for Healthcare for All Oregon, which is Saturday, April 16th, starting at 6 p.m. Of course, you can go to the KBOO website under Community Events for more information. And the Waterfront Blues Festival will announce its lineup, including headliners, and start pre-sales this Friday. So we'll try and put some information about that on our website as well, or look in the newsletter.
There's more fun opportunities to support KBOO too, so don't stop now. Keep going.
There's always lots of stuff. Another cool happening, be looking soon for information on a relationship, KBOO relationship with Rerun Resale Shop on Fremont, who will be selling used goods for KBOO folks to raise funds for KBOO. We're asking folks to use the Rerun website for how to make donations, or we'll be sharing that information as well because they're busy and they're really happy about this, but we want to respect how to go about they will receive donations. But if you go down, set up an appointment or follow the instructions and then say this is for KBOO, they will sell it and raise funds for KBOO. And a couple of reminders to look in the mail for information on the Future of KBOO campaign and to remember KBOO in your planned giving. For more information, you can always email me or Becky Myers at the station, monica@kboo.org again. And KBOO members, new and old, please also look for an invitation to participate in helping us plan for our 50th anniversary, which is coming up in 2018. And we'll need your help to properly celebrate 50 years of our amazing radio station.
That one makes me really excited.
Yeah?
Because I know people who have old cassettes of shows they did in the 80s and 90s. We've had amazing people pass through these doors.
Yes.
And people have them in your boxes in the closet.
Yes.
And your mom's been saying, why do you still have that? And bring them to KBOO. I'm just excited about the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
That's the anniversary of when we went live on the air. Man.
Yeah. And it's Portland history. So
it is. Hey, this has been News from the Boot. Monica Beamer, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And I'm Lisa Loving for KBOO News.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Tim DeChristopher Lecture, Wielding the Power of Vulnerability, Thursday, April 7th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. Tim DeChristopher, as Bitter 70, disrupted a Bureau of Land Management oil and gas auction in 2008 by outbidding oil companies for land parcels around Arches and Canyonlands National Parks in Utah. His actions led to a 21-month imprisonment. Again, that's a lecture by Tim DeChristopher titled Wielding the Power of Vulnerability, Thursday, April 7th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, 1211 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KABU Community Radio is proud to sponsor Extreme Amateur Games Scooter Competition Qualifier, Sunday, March 27th at D Block Indoor Skate Park in Clackamas. There are three levels, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. Competition signups are available online at extremeamateurgames.com or on the day of the event at the park. Again, that's Extreme Amateur Games Scooter Competition Qualifier, Sunday, March 27th at D Block Indoor Skate